Federal prosecutors in Delaware charged that a regional pain treatment practice bilked Medicare and Medicaid out of millions of dollars with unnecessary urine screens and psychological questionnaires. WHYY's Chris Barish has more on a civil lawsuit's allegations against the Center for Interventional Pain and Spine.
The center allegedly had every patient submit urine samples for drug testing every 3 months, regardless of whether it was medically necessary. Prosecutors also say thousands of patients filled out psychological and neurological questionnaires, but doctors didn't use the results to guide treatment, even when medical intervention was warranted. U.S. Attorney David Weiss says the false claims by the center and its executive, Dr. Chi Wu, cost taxpayers millions of dollars that need to be repaid, with penalty and interest. Among the accusations is that the center billed the government for tests that were not done. Ronald Chapman II represents Wu and the center and says they'll fight to clear their name.
You should determine what risk a patient might have, and then urine drug test them appropriately according to that risk, and that's exactly what the practice did. Unfortunately, Medicare and other insurance guidance in this arena has shifted heavily over time, and it's been incredibly vague.
Kate Nicholson of the National Pain Advocacy Center in Denver said she could not comment on this specific case, but added that all care and monitoring needs to be patient-centered.
The focus on all of these things is really looking at the needs of the patient in front of you, not necessarily treating everyone in a one-size-fits-all manner, because there have been real problems.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urges physicians not to use testing as a punitive measure and to be wary of biases and the possibility of false positives. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.